and it's getting darker and darker, and I'm hearing the howler monkeys, and they like really like to mess with you if you're alone especially. So like I am booking it, and I remember it was just getting so dark I could barely see the trail.
So real quick,
all right.
I told you that you were going to leave, but I'm actually going to leave.
I know. You just took over.
I've been drawing this little story
on the Amazon River, but go ahead.
I've been drawing this little man for the past couple of... We record more than one episode at a time.
No.
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
I've been drawing...
Everything's a lie.
Yeah. I've been drawing this little man over the past...
Tricks of the trade.
Two episodes.
Wow. Okay. What's the story there? You don't want to get sued by Disney on that one. Just to be... I mean, three circles, deadly. Deadly. They are grabby. They're really grabby.
Not Disney.
Okay. You'll still get... We're still...
Made
gonna,
that
we're
very,
gonna get sued.
Very clear.
We're screwed.
We're screwed. Yeah, okay. They're going to take down the whole podcast. We'll be in jail for 50 years.
Anyway, his name is Philip. His name is Philip, and he very notably is not dyslexic.
Wait. Explain.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Because he's a pretty linear thinker, and he's actually very pro-standardized testing.
Okay.
And Scantron.
Is he a villain? Is he a villain in the story?
I guess he could be.
Does he like those little bubble sheets?
You love Scantron.
Oh, is that what that's called? Scantron?
Scantrons?
The bubble sheets?
Yeah, he's a really big fan of
multiple
choice. So multiple choice,
when
here's
I did
something,
it,
that,
I tried
here's
to make
something
patterns.
That he can do on multiple choice. He can pick an answer.
Really?
That he thinks is strongest.
Really?
Which is super non-dyslexic.
I mean, that's just a neurotypical brain.
Neurotypical brain. So anyway.
Dyslexic brain is like, that could be true if this. That
right.
That could be true after. Because I told you that. Like,
I think I told
you that. Like, will you move to Alaska for this job? And I'm like, well, global warming.
What are you paying me?
You know, like,
I think
no,
I told
I'm
the
thinking
story.
Like climate could change. It could be warmer.
Well, you
there.
Were super excited
basketball.
When I... When I
really
moved here, and you were like, dude, we're in the right spot.
Yeah.
I just had a really good, I won't get into it, but I had a really good conversation. I was with at my boss's house this past week, and he lives in Tennessee. And he had the same conversation you and
it's
I had
a
about
nice
like,
spot, man.
This is a good, it's a good spot to be. Anyway, I just wanted to.
But don't tell anybody.
I wanted to introduce, our little anti-hero, Philip. And I'm glad that you said his name because I didn't reference it again because I didn't remember what it was. Anyway, go ahead. Amazon.
Oh, you want me to tell that?
The rainforest.
Yeah,
not
I already
the,
like
not
lost,
the,
lost
not
track.
The company.
Not Jeff Bezos?
No.
Jeffrey Bezos.
No, so.
I resisted, but I respect the fact that you did it.
You did it.
I mean,
no, this is the
I guess that's why this story came to me, you know, because we were talking about Miami and.
We were.
Bezos
and about how he's
there.
Got
and then
the
talking about hurricanes. So
yes.
In the Amazon, like, they get these, like, intense monsoons. Right? And so I was in the jungles above Manaus. I don't know. It was called Puerto Caiguara. I don't know if it's
that's amazing
still there. It's probably all that. Like populated with cities and stuff.
Gorgeous.
But at the time, there was
desolate.
Nothing there.
Yeah. Year? I don't want you to age
in the 80s. Oh, you can.
Oh, 16. Okay.
I'm 52. I don't
yeah,
care.
Cool.
I'm done.
It was 16.
Yeah, at the time. I was young. So yeah. And my dad was like, yeah, go to the Amazon. You're cool.
That's awesome.
That's how my dad
great
rolled.
Dad move.
Yeah. Loved you, Dad. So we were building a treehouse in the middle of the jungle, my friends and I, because we were volunteering. We were helping a tribe that was nomadic tribe that was trying to be stable and not
okay.
move anymore, the Yanomami. And it's pronounced differently in America. But anyway, so we were hanging out with them, and during our times off, we would go out into the jungle on this little tiny trail, and we were building like a little treehouse that we can just kind of hang out in because you don't want to sit on the jungle floor. That's like that bad idea, right? So we're
yeah.
just trying to build a little platform. And so one day, like I got off early. I did my chore fast. I forget what it was. So I went out there and I was building, having a great time.
By myself,
which is not a smart idea, but I'm 16. You know,
right, you don't know.
No one's going to kill me,
yeah.
right? So there's no, like, 9-foot panther out there.
No.
You know what I mean? Onsa is what they call them. So, like, I'm out there working, and I realize really quick that it's getting dark. And when you're...
It comes like a sheet there,
when you're,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on the equator, Like, it's not like Louisville. Like, right. You get like an hour, 2 hours, three yeah. hours of like sunset. Like, in the equator, it's like over. And it's beautiful. But when you're in the jungle, you can't see the sky. I just realized it's getting dark. And I'm realizing, like, in 15 minutes, it's going to be pitch dark.
That's crazy.
And I am in the middle of the jungle. And so I start running home. And or to our little place where we were
yeah,
staying.
Yeah, running home would have
been I mean, there's like,
been tough.
Running to Miami would have been really tricky.
Yeah. You could have done it, to
we
be
lived
clear.
In, we lived in this little hut with like screen. It was all screens. There was no walls and like metal roof.
Yeah.
That's how you live there. And I'm booking it. And I'm like jumping over the ants that are, because the ants would like be like 3 feet wide and stuff like that. And passing where the Onsa has been scraping the trees to mark their territory. And it's getting darker and darker. And I'm hearing the howler monkeys. And they like really like to mess with you. If you're alone especially. So like I am booking it. And I remember it was just getting so dark. I could barely see the trail. And then I came into the opening where my little spot was. All my friends were there. And they had their machetes and flashlights. And they were going to come out and get me.
Oh my God. Gosh.
And I was so happy that they were willing
they're
to
ready
do
to get
that.
Out there.
They were like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
going to go out into the jungle and find me. And anyway, they knew I was working on the little treehouse.
Right, right.
Anyway, that I was pretty scared.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And you know what else is crazy? We have a website.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. So I finally took the time to do something productive.
What's the name of this website?
Big.
Dyslexicsuntied.com, which I could not believe was not
That's
taken.
That's crazy.
Not taken. So we own it. I bought it for like 3 years, and it'll automatically redo.
Yeah.
It's only like 15 bucks a year. It's easy to buy.
That's awesome.
A URL. And so, yeah. So I used Wix, that website.
Yeah. Awesome.
I have a personal website, SeanApostle.com, ChristyApostle.com. And now dyslexicsuntied.com.
Apostle.com.
Apostle.
Dyslexicsuntiedapostle.com.
No. Dyslexicsuntied. Yeah, and so I was a little snarky on it at times, so I hope you all read your bios.
Oh, I did.
And you okay? So I kind of made little jokes here and
that's
there.
That's fun.
Yeah?
Thank you for doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I
it was
think
a fun
that's
project.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Noelle's going to have a Bible.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You need to be on there. On the Bible? It's the Bible. The Bible?
She has to have a Bible.
Is that what the website's called now? The Bible?
The Bible? The dyslexic
don't do
Bible?
No.
Don't go there, don't man. I just need more information about Noelle so I can be snarky with her too. So you can look at the website.
So you just shoot, like send in a short little...
And then, no, yeah, I just made stuff up off the top
no,
of my head.
No, I'm...
And I edited it.
Yeah, well, obviously. I'm saying that like to get some information about you.
So what's our sections of the website?
How's it organized?
There's three pages. And I want a merch page.
Yeah, we have to do
I
that.
Really want a merch page.
Especially we
I
got the ornaments. We got stickers still hanging around.
Yeah.
The ornaments are not for sale at the moment, but they will be in the future.
We have weird quotes we can put on shirts. I mean,
yeah,
like,
we
it could
do
be
all
fun.
Kinds
we
of stuff.
We could have a lot of fun with it.
We should have like graphic design versions of us and like we'll quotes. So like Jacob up here be like insert unicorn fact here. For me, it'll be sound speed. For Sean.
I would wear a shirt. Every day that said sound speed on it. I would
Sean,
love that.
For Sean, it could be microwaves are
oh, yeah.
bad.
You
microwaves honestly,
with a down thumb.
Everything that we've done that's like had a large amount of traction on a short has been all your content. And then the first commentary that we get, I don't know if you noticed this, the first commentary we get is something against me. And it's really funny. Like with your microwave thing, they were like, bold of you to assume that he brought the microwave in there.
No, I saw
and,
that.
He did
yeah,
it, like,
I saw right, that. Right. And I was like, you don't know the history of Sean
yeah.
and me. Like, you know, of course, like awesome. He Ugh. Just brought something into a place of
no,
work.
But I
right?
think
like that's not surprising.
Like something he would do.
It's right. That's what I'm saying.
It was more surprising that he didn't.
You're good to tell stories too.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you.
The way you interact. And
yeah, and
I
I'm always trying to
good.
Like.
I feel like it's the flow, man.
Yeah, and you're a great storyteller because you've had a continue to have a fascinating life. You and
that's
Noelle,
not
man?
The God, prettiest yeah. sneeze.
That's not.
So you
anyway.
Put an ugly sneeze with the pretty sneeze? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Opposites do attract.
It's very true.
It's like
yeah.
The
I want to make a quick diversion if we have a little bit of time. There was a really cool thing that happened, and I tried to share the link in the podcast chat, Friends of the Pod, that it would not let me share it for some reason. Anyway, I think I'm the only one here that watches any sort of sports.
Yes.
But
There's a
player for the Green Bay Packers named Rashawn Gary, who's a really good, I think he's a running back. And the NFL does this thing called the
the game.
No,
you just lost the game.
Super Bowl.
It's a magic event.
How the Dolphins doing? 30 for 30. They're doing pretty bad.
The Dolphins are good.
Oh, good. My dad was really upset when the Dolphins,
the Dolphins is awesome.
Okay,
he has a really cool story.
I'll have to
anyway,
watch. Anyway,
okay, back
he's a really cool guy.
Like
we never venture off topic, anyway, so it's gonna break
it's,
the whole
it's
podcast.
It's a something for cleats. It's a thing they do where they sponsor a charity, and they put them on one of their athletes' cleats, and then they play a game, and then they auction off those cleats for the charity.
Okay,
and they'll make these really cool cleats. For some reason, I had it in my notes.
People like sweaty shoes.
I don't
Got
see it. Here, it's possible that they don't wear them. But anyway, this guy, Rashawn Gary, did his cleat sponsors to Made by Dyslexia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No way.
And it was on, like, national television.
Wow.
And he had a short interview. Like, it was mostly about sports, so, like, we don't need to watch it. But he has a short piece where he says that it's really interesting. He says dyslexia had a really positive impact on his life. Mm-hmm. But he says it from what we talk about a lot, but it's kind of like an undertone of the podcast, is it gave him a chip on his shoulder. He wasn't from the generation where, like, being dyslexic actually helped him, right?
Right.
Like, he's saying, like, in his educational career actually mm-hmm. helped him. He's saying
it gave him
a chip on his
shoulder.
He ended up going to Michigan State, and he was in top 10 academic All-American at Michigan State. And he's dyslexic.
Yeah.
And he's a professional linebacker for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. I got honors at Clemson.
Yeah.
And I was led in on academic probation.
I know.
Because my score was so low.
It's crazy.
The first in a decade to get honors.
Yeah. It wasn't very common.
Yeah.
It was, but I think you're right.
But
I think
it's the chip. All he talked about was the chip on the shoulder. And I'm totally.
It's like
that's
fight
me.
That a lot
yep.
of people don't have. And
yep.
I think it's resilience. And it's tough to teach that.
I think it's 100%
true. Way.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's like, hard to, like, talk that out, what the chip on the shoulder
yeah.
does, because a lot of people get chip on their shoulders from whatever it is, right? But dyslexia definitely, for a certain generation of people, has done that. Magic Johnson, Tim Tebow also came out, and they were like, hey, we're definitely dyslexic as well. Famous basketball player, famous football quarterback.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, the Tebow.
Yeah, I know.
I tried
yeah.
to do that once in recreational basketball, and I face planted in the ground.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me. Are you done? I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
I don't
want to
interrupt your story.
It's really interesting. I think it's called like My Case, My Cleats. So it's like the case they're making for a charity, and
okay.
that's their cleats.
All right. But with all these, I think what's interesting is all these people are coming, I don't want to say out as dyslexic, but
yeah.
like they're announcing their dyslexia, like I were talking about like on my email.
Yep.
Right? I put it on my...
And I meant to... That was on my to-do list.
What's that called? Signature.
This week, signature.
Signature.
And honestly, I couldn't figure out how to make
it's
it.
Not
email
easy.
Signature.
Yeah.
yeah.
I can help
it
you.
Didn't it wasn't like
you have to go into an like open up an email and then if it's Outlook
right. it obviously wasn't my
Gmail's
top priority
so much
but
easier.
Like I had it on my to-do list. I even announced it on the call I was on with my team.
Oh wow.
I said I'm gonna make this email signature about dyslexia and this is why I'm gonna do it and this is why it's important. I haven't been able to do it yet.
Follow through.
Yeah, but
okay.
I need to do it. What's
but,
nice I'll be here this week. So.
But yeah, I think that's important as more people announce and celebrate their dyslexia. Christy and I are working on a book based on one of our podcasts
yep.
about dating a dyslexic person.
Yeah.
And it'll be like really quick little stories that you can easily search. Because I was thinking like if you were dating someone, you found out they were dyslexic, you probably wouldn't read a 500-page book about dyslexia.
No.
But you might get a little 50-page book where you can kind of clip around like memory or storytelling or... whatever, time.
Yeah.
Like a dyslexic person might not be there on time.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they don't like you.
Yeah. Or right? They might not remember this thing.
Right.
Or
the
thing.
Date, or they don't know how to get and to I the think place. They need, you know.
I'm super excited about that. So we have the book. We have the dyslexic website.
We got a flag.
We have a flag.
We just need a small country.
So yeah.
That nobody
we'll
cares
just get
about.
Like some sort of island or yeah. something. But anyway.
Uninhabited.
We're very excited. There are a lot we're of- very excited for bringing in the website, bringing in the book.
Yeah.
And we're super excited to keep going. We thank, we want to thank John Henry for this episode. And
Wix.
And Wix and the British.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely want to thank the British.
I just feel like we're all grown up.
We are. Thank you guys so much. See you next time.
Kompai.
Kompai.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday wherever you get your podcasts. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.